Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, how about that, Al? Here we go again. Yeah. 3 hours again. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fired up for it. But here's my question. This is the burning question. I have a question for you.
So, okay, go ahead and
mine's
get yours.
Probably more important.
I got to be honest with you. Definitely yours is.
You're here.
Yes.
Emily's here.
Yep.
I'm here.
Yep.
And yet Taylor is on the board, meaning that Mike Funchess is not here.
Yeah.
And the reason that I'm told he's not here is because you have a Lakers talk tonight.
Got double
Why
duty.
Does he only have to do one thing, but you have to do two?
Isn't that amazing? I never even thought of it that way.
That's what I want to know.
I never even thought of it that way. I just looked at it as, first of all, Funchess, we know how high-end he is in this industry.
Well, sure.
Where if it's not top-notch, he doesn't even want to talk about it. So to answer your question, I kind of work the overtime shift. Funchess says, hey, I'll let you know when I'm ready to work. That's not the important question.
See you Thursday morning.
That's not the important question. The question is, you can find me in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
Who sings that song? I know you know this.
Drake.
He's the best. This is why I love Travis.
Who is it?
That was Nelly.
Oh.
That was Nelly. And the first time I heard it, I haven't heard that song in years, but when I heard it, the first thing I thought of was, Trav has absolutely no idea who the hell Nelly is.
Oh, I know who he is.
Okay.
He's a musician.
Yes, that's it. That's all you need to know.
That's the extent of my knowledge.
When you're driving home this afternoon at 1 o'clock, we'll go till 1.
Okay.
Mesa and Ireland up right after us.
Yes.
I want you to do me a favor.
Listen to some Nelly?
When they go to commercial break, throw on a little bit of Nelly on your way home.
How do I do that?
How long's your drive? About 180 miles?
It's about an hour, give or take.
This is a little Nelly, Taylor? Throw a little Nelly in.
Okay.
Put the windows down.
Like when you say Nelly, I think of the girl on Little House in the Prairie that was the Olsen's daughter. That's who I think of.
What do I do with this?
Her brother, I think was Albert. I think was the brother.
Yep.
I don't know this Nelly as well.
Put your seat back to where you can barely reach the steering wheel and throw on some Nelly.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's far more likely that I'll see a rerun of Little House with Nelly Olsen than this Nelly.
Speaking of Funchess, yesterday did a fantasy draft, right?
It was time
for the fantasy draft. This is one thing I don't understand. You know, we talked a little bit about, and we got a lot to get into. Well, obviously, you're going to hit on the Dodgers, some updates on Kershaw. One of the topics we want to get into was Mookie.
Yeah.
We didn't know if Mookie had the day off yesterday or he didn't have the day off yesterday.
Neither.
It's kind of like a half and half.
He didn't really play, but he really didn't have a day off either. It's confusing to me.
Explain this to me on the Funchess front. So Funchess is part of this fantasy draft as well. I think I told you, you were excluded from this draft.
That's fine.
There's certain people that are in it. You didn't get the invite.
I've got my stat here. I'm fine.
Okay. So with that said, that's good. That was a good pull right there. Explain this to me. You either do auto draft or you're in the draft.
Right.
Why is Funchess coming in round three and then I see him logging off and logging back in?
He's kind of a mystery man. We don't know a ton about him. He takes days off in the middle of the week. I'm jealous. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little jealous about him. Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. You mentioned the Dodgers last night. Here are two numbers. Ready? 24-1. That's where we are. 23-1 now. We're down to 23. 23 games remaining. One game behind the San Francisco Giants. And I want to do a new game today, okay? And this is going to literally depend. We could do this in the middle of the game, and it would fluctuate as it's happening. As we sit here on September 8th with the Dodgers one game back with 23 games to go, how does the division end? How does the National League West
predict
your prediction as we sit here at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning is what?
The Rockies will go 13-10 to close out the season.
By the way, they might
and it might
screw up things for other people.
Okay, at this point today, which you're right, this is a moving target every single day. If you'd asked me this last Thursday, I'd have told you that Dodgers are winning the division.
Felt like it.
Okay. If you'd have asked me this... Couple days.
How about Walker Buehler's getting tagged on Sunday afternoon?
Sunday? How about yesterday? They go down 2-1. I thought it was funny how you were referencing this.
So
just, even as the score just goes back and forth, how your mind just changes.
Yeah.
If you ask me today, this is my honest answer. My honest answer is they play in that one game playoff, that one game
the
against
163.
The 163 against the Giants, and Buehler or Scherzer take the mound, win that game in San Francisco, and then the Giants then have to play a wild card. So if you're asking me today how it's going to finish,
a 163rd game with
I
the Dodgers winning.
I say 163rd. Dodgers winning in Frisco, mainly because they got two aces that can go at any time.
The reason I ask, and the reason I want to hear from Dodger fans and how they feel about this, 877-710-3776, is this. Dodgers lead off the game last night. Albert Pujols hits a home run, right? Cool moment. We'll talk about it coming up in a bit. The guy going back to his place where he was arguably the best player in baseball for 10 years, hits a home run in front of the people that love him more than anybody else, takes his 38-minute tour around the bases, and scores his run.
And that's not for any other reason. It just takes that long to get around the bases.
It's a long way for a man of his age.
Age is the right way to put it.
He's, you know, it's 180, it's 360 feet all the way around.
I think they actually started throwing pitches to the next batter while he was
Hold on, he's coming in. Let him through. Time. Okay, that run counts. Now back to you, Corey Seager. I think that's how that went. But so he hits the home run. It's cool. And I'm thinking, so here we go. Okay, Dodgers win the night. Maybe the Giants stub their toe in Colorado. Dodgers are even. And I'm thinking, okay, but you know, they're okay. Dodgers going to win the division. And then they go out there and Corey Knebel gives up a couple of runs. You're like, wait, what? They're behind 2-1? Really? Now they're going to lose the division by 3 games. They're never going to win another game. It just fluctuates so much from inning to inning, from game to game. That's why I have to keep reminding myself, take a step back, look at it week to week. They're only a game back. We're halfway through this week. They haven't given away any more ground. They haven't gained any more ground. But it really does feel, and I'm going to give, you know what? I think that they finish right now, and I hope I'm wrong, but right now it feels like this is kind of how it's going to play out. One game back, they might catch him, they might go past him, they might give it back, they might give another one back, but I don't feel like anybody creates any separation in this whole thing over the course of the next 23 games. The Giants.
So 163, are they playing a 163rd, or are you thinking Giants win this division by
one
game?
I think the Dodgers are going to have to go through the wild card. I really do. I haven't thought like that very much through the year, but the Giants last night, let me back up a little bit. Colorado at home is not a bad team. Colorado on the road is terrible. Yeah. But at home, they're not half bad. The Giants just beat the you-know-what out of them.
It's 2 games in a row they've done that.
They just smashed them. That game was over in the fourth inning, right? It's just, okay, this is over. That's what really good teams do. And at some point, you know, the 23 games left, the Dodgers, do they need to go 19-4? Do they need to go 18? Are they going to have to put together? It feels like it, right? It doesn't feel like the Giants over their final 23 games are going to have a 15-12 kind of deal.
Let's look at
this. That would be 27. That's bad math. But you understand where I'm going.
One more against the Rockies for San Francisco. 3 at Chicago. 4 against the Padres. 3 against Atlanta. I mean, you still got Padres, Colorado, Arizona, and San Diego after that. They got the Padres 10 more times.
Yeah.
10 more games against the Padres, and then mix in a Colorado and Arizona. The reason why, and yes, Chicago and Atlanta, the reason why I kind of played off like that, it's not like their schedule. You know, one of the things that has got to feel a little, kind of a certain way if you're a Dodger fan, you don't get any more head-to-head matchups against the Giants.
No.
Right? So that's it. So that's out of the way. And it seems that any answer the Dodgers have, the Giants have an answer for them. Even that past week, you know, where they lost 5 of 6.
That's the change, Al.
And Dodgers gained ground. You don't have a, you know, you're saying yesterday when they were down 2-1, you're thinking to yourself, they're going to lose the division by 3 games. That's what this race
has
been.
And then when they won 7-2, I'm thinking, yeah, they're fine. But they're good.
That's a compliment to how good this race is right now, this late in the season.
It's a compliment to how good the Giants are. They don't back up. The Dodgers, I want to say they're 18-6 in their last 24 games, and they're still in second place. That's how good the Giants have been. And I know that you – and again, look, tomorrow, 100,000-foot view, I still think the Dodgers are going to win the division. I'm saying that today, right now, having watched the last couple of weekends, it feels like it's different. So let's go to Albert Pujols for a sec. Albert Pujols hits that home run last night, and it was really cool. And
absolutely.
It was a reminder, Al, that you know what? the guys that run these teams know what they're doing a lot of the time. They do some dumb things. They make some mistakes, and we get to call them out on it. But when they signed Albert Pujols, I thought to myself, this is the proverbial shot in the dark. Let's bring in this guy who's overweight, who has not been a high-quality player in the major leagues for quite some time, mm-hmm. and let's just see what happens. Maybe they catch lightning in the bottle for a game or two. Albert Pujols will be down the road in 2 weeks, done, never heard from again, wait for him to go into the Hall of Fame in 5 years. That's what it felt like.
But there was nothing to lose as well.
No, there was no downside.
There was no downside.
It's not like they had to cut Max Muncy to make room for him or something like that.
But you didn't think that you're going to get really any productivity from him. Here's the reality. Reality is, the expectations you had for him when he was in Anaheim or when he was with the Angels, mm-hmm. That much money that you paid him, you always kind of attached to that contract. Here with the Dodgers, here's the reality. You're not asking him to do anything. You're not asking him to go play every single day.
No.
The expectations is really icing on the cake for whatever he accomplishes, and he's kind of embraced that role, and it seems like, put it this way, the narrative for Albert Pujols, it's different. It's changed a lot over the last couple of months. And it's not that he's been great. It's just that he's in a position where he's not really asked to do all that much.
But what he's asked to do, he does really well.
Sure.
He does really – he hits left-handed pitching. He's hit 12 home runs for the Dodgers. That's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That in part-time
limited duty,
mm-hmm. part-time at-bats, he's done – put it to you this way. Going into the postseason, Albert Pujols is going to play an important role on this team. I would have – bet you almost anything you want that's a statement that was not coming out of my mouth when they acquired him early in the season.
Sure,
and he absolutely is. He is far more likely to have a positive impact on the offensive side than Cody Bellinger is.
No question about that.
Then maybe some other guys are too. That he mm-hmm. he's really you saw it last night. It's a perfect example. He's cheating on an inside pitch because he's not quite as quick as he used to be. Mm-hmm. So he starts a little early, and if he catches that barrel, he's a professional hitter. He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cool to see. It was really cool to see the standing O. It was really cool to see him take 25 minutes to go around the bases.
Yeah.
Dodgers are going to need that guy.
You know what else they need? It's kind of crazy to kind of think about this. How many pitchers they used yesterday?
Nine. Literally.
How have they thrived in that situation where you have starting pitching that, whether it's Kershaw's been out, obviously Trevor Bauer, we know that situation. Scherzer comes in the trade deadline. Dustin May out for how many mm-hmm. starts did Dustin May even have?
Three or four.
Okay, so who would have thought that they're kind of thriving in this situation? And the only reason why I bring it up, Trav, we spend a lot of time talking about individuals with the Dodgers. We're talking about what a great season it is. And look what this player is doing. And look at how much success that guy has. Yesterday, we were comparing Buehler or Scherzer in a one-game playoff. Mm-hmm. Who you taking? Can I make an argument that these off games, these bullpen games, these days where you don't have a legitimate starter, I don't want to say has saved the season.
Absolutely, it saved the season.
But it's put them in a position where they're still in the mix where I don't know if this is realistic for most teams. You mentioned this, we're doing our prep call, and you were saying that you can do this for a short stint.
A week or two.
You can't do this for as long as they've done in
3 months.
In a crazy way, it's been sustainable.
All right, you can be a part of Travis and Sliwa Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. We've got Ask Slee coming up before too long, so you can send us those there. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So we got a lot of Dodger baseball to get to, too. Plus, this is a question that I've asked before. I'm sure I'll have to ask it again.
Yep.
Why does LeBron James get treated differently than every other megastar in every other sport? Why is he looked at as less than other great players?
Listen, I want to say, when I say gets treated less than, I don't know about that. Why does he get so much hate? That's my question. My question is, LBJ, LeBron James, by the way, that's not like when LeBron first came to the Lakers. It's not like he was welcomed with open arms by every Laker fan saying, come on in here, buddy. Oh, we cannot wait to see you. I bring this up because...
The opposite, quite frankly.
By the way, I don't know what percentage that is. I always kind of find that funny. When they signed him and I heard people saying, well, I don't know if I want him. You know, people call in or... I'm like,
Vocal minority.
I don't know how to even have a conversation, you know, with whoever this is. But let's spend some time on this. When we come back, why does LeBron James get so much hate? This comes from Rasheed Wallace, was on a podcast. Rasheed Wallace, saying that he doesn't think LeBron would be as successful in his era. Wait a minute. Wasn't he in his era? But we'll get into that coming up next day right here. Travis and Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I could easily be the greatest fantasy football player off last night's draft. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, like I could be. Like I think there are people out there. I'm sure ESPN was looking at some of their different drafts that they have and.
Wait, who did that?
Right.
Who's that guy?
Right.
Who's that guy? A Sliwa 3894.
Like put it this way: on First Take, should we go to Graziano or should we go to Sliwa?
Because Matthew Berry or Alan Sliwa, yeah. Those are your choices.
He took C.D. Lamb in what round?
Are you? Wow. I don't know if you're being serious or not. Are you good at this? Or are you terrible at this, like everybody else?
Graham Gano, the Giants kicker, in the 10th round, he got him.
You don't draft a kicker. You just sign one on free agency, right? Nobody, unless you're getting the guy from the Ravens, Justin Tucker, who can make 60 yarders. Graham Gano.
Who does he have on his bench? Yeah, I don't know if I'm that guy. Here's the thing. I'll tell you this about fantasy. Uh-huh. And I know a lot of people love fantasy and just kind of it's 25 years of its evolution, yeah. Right? You either love it and you're into it, and you really treat it. By the way, I can't stand those people that are so serious about it, where it's literally like they think they're GMs, their general manager role, right? And I mention that because they're spending an hour and a half on it on Tuesday, and the game doesn't even start until Thursday. It's only one game, and then you got another – all the rest of the games are on Sunday. I'm not a fan of the people spending that much time on their fantasy leagues.
Okay, I have a question. This is an early Ask Slee. Ready?
Yeah.
From Travis in downtown Los Angeles.
Okay.
He asked the question, which of these three would you least or most like to hear about? Somebody's going to talk to you about for an hour mm-hmm. about one of these things.
Okay.
Their fantasy football roster.
Yep.
Their bad poker beats or their round of golf. You have to listen to one of those things for an hour.
The worst?
Which one do you want?
Worst would be fantasy.
Okay, right.
Second would be golf.
Okay.
Poker was kind of interesting.
For 30 seconds, yeah, you know, the guy caught a flush on the river. Okay, fine. Next story.
No, because we all have those, like, poker stories where we think we know what we're doing, and then, that's what I flopped. I just used the terms, just tried to throw out the
flop,
terms.
Flop, river, 4th Street, 3rd, is it 3rd Street? 4th, I don't know. It's all.
It's both.
It's
both.
Your game has a third and a fourth street. I like that game. All right, it's time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. We're going to let Rasheed Wallace provide the Straight Talk right here. He was on a podcast, and he's talking about LeBron James.
In my era, probably would have done good because with his physical stature, with him being a little bit bigger than a majority of the rest. So he probably would have held his own, but I don't think he would have been as successful as he is now. Like now is, man, you know what I mean? Like he's doing it, young boy doing it, you know what I mean? So it was a whole different era back then, bro.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
Are we sure this isn't from 20 years ago? Are we sure that this sound is current?
This is because the $1 million worth of game podcast. So I want to
Young guys doing it. LeBron James is going into his 19th season in the league. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's referring to LeBron James as the young guy. Number two, in my era, Rasheed, who I like, by the way. I've actually spent some time with Rasheed.
It's actually good to hear the full clip because a lot of the stories, if you don't hear the clip, you're only going to take one thing out. He's still giving credit to LeBron.
Listen to this.
In my era,
probably would have done
it. Dude! You're of the same era. You played against each other for years. For years, you played against one another. What do you mean in my era? You're of the same era. You're only marginally older than he is. It's not like Rasheed Wallace played with Oscar Robertson and Jerry Lucas. It's not like he played with LeBron or with Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. You played against LeBron James for the better part of a decade. What do you mean in my era?
Let me ask you a question. When you hear that clip, what are you taking most away from it? Because when I hear Rashad's...
Rasheed can't read a calendar?
When I hear... And this is also, you know, I don't have to get into this, but remember, it was LeBron James against the Pistons and Rasheed Wallace scoring 29 of the final 30 points, I want to say, in that playoff game, in a critical game. They had absolutely no answer for him. He wins in overtime. I mean, they literally played against each other. So, go ahead, play.
Yeah, here you go.
James scores with 2.2 to go. The Cavaliers lead 109-107. 48 points for LeBron James. The last 25 for the Cavaliers. 29 of the last 30.
But in Rasheed's era...
One of the greatest playoff performances sure of all time. But I'm not even going to pay attention to that because I don't know what Rasheed's talking about when saying, you know, his era. I literally don't know because that clip is them playing against each other. It just makes no sense at all.
Go ahead.
It's like literally he's making it sound like it's the Ted Williams era or something. Ted Williams era. So the one thing that comes out of that clip for me is I feel like this happens so often with LBJ. First of all, LeBron is 6'9", 250, 60 pounds, whatever he is. Mm-hmm. Averages almost double-digit assists. Can score anytime he wants. Will grab rebounds. How can someone like that not play a certain way in a different era? So you want to play bully ball against LeBron James? Again, he's 6'9". 250 or 260 pounds.
I think he'd be all right.
You want to play fast-paced basketball like today's NBA where it's all about three-point shooting up and down the floor? How has he been over the last 5-7 years? You think he's been okay?
I think he's survived.
So this is my question to you. Why does this happen with LeBron?
Well, it's a great question, and I want to get a little more specific because I don't think it's – for instance, LeBron James's politics offend half this country. And so I get why they're in the world there are people that don't like him. I happen to think he's great. I like where he takes issues. I like that he speaks his mind. I like these things. A lot of people don't. So I understand that from outside the NBA bubble where some of the criticism and why doesn't that guy shut up and dribble, right? The famous line. Just shut up. And his line, no, I won't. And I like that about him.
Well, that part of it, Trev, I'm not even equating any of it. Let's just, if we're talking just his game.
But that's what I'm talking about. This isn't criticism from basketball fans. Oh, my favorite player would have killed LeBron James, or my guy did more than LeBron James. It's other NBA players that frequently take these stands. Paul Pierce would go out of his way
to talk about an awful example, and frankly, he's an idiot.
But it's the perfect example. Paul Pierce is a Hall of Fame player who competed against LeBron James.
He's a natural hater that played against LBJ and doesn't feel like he has any respect for LBJ.
Other guys, though, as often as they do it against LeBron James. And that's the question. Why does LeBron get not just criticism, but criticism from his peers? That he couldn't do these things. Kobe didn't deal with stuff like that. Kevin Durant, when it comes to their game, personality stuff, sure. People say Kevin Durant's too sensitive. He needs to stop looking at Instagram. Okay, fine. But nobody says, you know what? Kevin Durant back in the day would have gotten him. No, they don't. Kevin Durant's 7 feet tall and shoots the three and's got a handle, and everybody knows it translates no matter what. Same thing with LeBron James.
Maybe I have.
But we reject it.
Maybe I have a reason why. It's the only thing I could think of with LeBron. LeBron's power in the NBA, LeBron's power in the sport. Let's forget LeBron's power off the court, but let's just say his power on the court. I don't know how many players, and you could help me out with this, that can literally build a team from scratch, can take a franchise and say, okay, I'm going to go join this franchise, and I'm also going to have a role where it's not just I'm going to sit back and depend on the general manager, depend on the front office, depend on others to succeed. Is that it? Is it the fact that LeBron James was able to do something that I don't know of any other player, NBA player, had this much power? Listen, there's players that say, I don't want this head coach, and that head coach is gone.
Yeah, other players have gotten rid of coaches
but
and
this
teammates.
Isn't this different? This is literally, I feel like you got the keys to a franchise. You can walk from the Cleveland Cavaliers to the Miami Heat, back to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and then go join the Los Angeles Lakers. And every single step along the way, you got the most power, and that's including some of those front office people.
I think it's more public. I don't think it's all that different. Look, Magic Johnson got Paul Westhead blown out. Magic Johnson would have one teammate A removed and teammate B brought in. This is not new.
LeBron was signing one-year contracts telling the Cavaliers, hey, just FYI.
But why is that
you
LeBron's
screw this
fault?
Up.
LeBron
but,
is the one.
Oh, no. That's not his fault.
No, I know
this
you don't think
you
that.
This is what you have to do.
I get it. But why does he hit? Look, this came in literally as we're having this conversation. I want to hear from you guys, too. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Why LeBron seems to be the recipient of this much hatred from not just fans, but from players. This is from 49er Carlos, who sent us both a tweet. The victim mentality, the flopping and the need for him to be the center of attention. This is what I'm talking about. Let's just for a second say.
So that's the reason?
That's what 49er Carlos is saying is the reason. And let's say I will stipulate, I don't, but whatever. That he's got a victim mentality and he flops and the need to be a center of attention. Let's just pretend that that's true. I disagree, Carlos, but let's pretend it's true.
Sure.
Does that mean he couldn't play in the 80s and 90s? Does that mean that it has something to do with his game? Mm-hmm. This is the point. They're finding reasons that they don't like his personality. They're finding reasons they don't like, to your point, Al, the fact that he flexes his muscles. Mm-hmm. The fact that he says, you're going to do this or I'm going to bounce or I'm going to go play with this guy or that guy in this city. And if you don't like it, tough, you know what? They turn it into this, his personality. So what? His game is never, ever not going to translate to another era, and yet people go out of their way to do it.
All right, this is where the flopping thing it doesn't hold any weight. I'll just kind of explain it. Let's say you don't like, you can't not like the way LeBron James plays basketball. You just can't. He's an unselfish basketball player. Like, you could make arguments on other great players and say, this dude's selfish, he's only thinking about it. That's not LeBron James. I could list you 50 other players that flop in the game. 50 of them, right? I could go from guys trying to draw fouls, James Harden, Steph Curry trying to get under your arm. Like, that's just kind of strategy of the game. That's not why you get hate. Like that, his argument, his reasoning there, there's other reasons. That's not.
That's the point, though, right?
And I know exactly what you're saying.
This is the topic.
You find
the reason to go at him. Mm-hmm. Nobody found reasons to go at Michael Jordan. Nobody found reasons to go at Magic Johnson or Kobe Bryant. There are people that didn't maybe like them because they were on a team that would beat their team. But it's so personal for LeBron. That's a person. When you say he couldn't hang in my era, that's not a game.
But it's such a stupid comment.
It's a personal attack.
Here's the thing. That's the funny thing is I'm not even paying attention to what Rasheed Wallace says because it's such a stupid comment that somebody thinks LeBron can't play in another era is so stupid. That's why I'm kind of spending time saying, I don't care what you said. My question is why people kind of come at LeBron. So we could do that. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. We'll take some of your phone calls when we come back. Plus, by the way, did you see the college football rankings?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I haven't seen two other powerhouses the way I have here in Southern California.
You're far more easily impressed than I am. Far more easily impressed.
All right, we got that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Travis and Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
McVay, around 140 with Mason in Ireland. That's exciting. Not as exciting as being on the giant scoreboard inside of SoFi, but still really good. I'm excited to hear from Coach McVay.
That's a pretty good one, too.
It's great.
Getting McVay there at 140.
Oh, I thought you were talking about being on the scoreboard.
I'm immune to it now.
I'm immune to it. Been there, done that.
I told you, listen, I already said the Staples Center one, that's the gold one.
I've already been on that.
That's the gold ticket.
I've already done it.
What were you getting promoted on? Oh, that's right, the morning show.
Yeah, the morning show. And then when they had the scroll, you know, at the scores table, when they rotate it, they had a picture of all the lineup. And, you know, as a member of the lineup, I was on that too.
Well, for two straight years doing pre-half post, I throw in the half now because you told you, you emphasize how you used to.
As you should.
Plus I do,
as do
at
I.
The end of the first quarter.
And the third.
A 60-second hit.
And the third too?
And the third too.
Yeah.
Wait, you
too.
Do that too?
I do.
Okay.
I just don't like to be braggadocious.
Sure. For two straight years doing that, the scoreboard is just sitting right in front of me. And you know what that scoreboard says? Slee, you're not getting on here. You're just not getting on here, okay?
No, Sliwa.
Yeah, two straight years at Staples Center. Okay, so we're getting to this point of Rasheed Wallace, you know, throw some shade at LeBron James saying that he wouldn't be able to play in different eras, or at least his era, which makes no sense because they're in the same,
same era.
Same era. Their eras crossed. And, oh, by the way, LeBron had 48 or 49 points in a playoff game against Rasheed Wallace in the Detroit. But let's put all that to the side. The question we threw out there is, Why does it feel like LeBron gets more hate than some of these other athletes? And we threw out the phone number, 877-710-ESPN, if you guys want to be a part of that.
On the Dr. Pepper call-in line, no nuss. Okay, I want to start with a tweet to answer the question that you just put out there. This is from Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo. That's his Twitter handle. I kind of like that. People might not like his leadership skills. LeBron seems to help his teammates find a level of comfort. MJ and Kobe seem to try to pull the inner beast out of their teammates at any cost. But maybe because he was anointed greatness at an early age. I want to take two of these separately. The last point, perhaps. That's interesting. That LeBron was tabbed as the king as a 17-year-old in high school.
On Slam Magazine and
Might have been one of those, wait, hold on a second. Dude, you're dunking on a bunch of guys who are going to be working at Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
But
in 4 years.
That what makes it more impressive?
I can see where a pro would be put off by that.
No. But think about this. Think about this, Trav. His high school games were on ESPN.
No. They're two separate things.
But let me just say this. His high school games were on ESPN.
Why can you interrupt me, but I can't interrupt you? How does that work? I don't understand the rules.
High school games were on ESPN.
Uh-huh.
He was arguably the most hyped up player coming into the league. He surpassed those expectations.
No,
don't they show more respect for that?
But look, maybe this makes me a bad guy. If I decide I don't like you early, the odds of me taking my time and reevaluating that position are not great. If I'm Rasheed Wallace, who was in the NBA before LeBron got there, not by 20 years, but he was there first, and I'm earning my way through the NBA by being a great player, by being an all-star, and all of a sudden there's a high school kid who's been called the next great player.
The chosen one.
I would be like, wait, hold. Can he at least play in the league before we do that? I get that argument of it. What I don't get is, why is LeBron's leadership style a reason to dislike him? That's like saying, well, the reason I don't like Kobe Bryant is because he was a bully to his teammates. They're different strokes for different folks. Whatever it takes to get your guys out of there, I'm okay with it. So the second part, yes. The first part, no. It's a personality thing that they don't like with LeBron from the players, from the fans. And I don't understand why that trickles in to his game.
But the second part that you're mentioning, that you're talking about, that's the part that sticks out to me most. Over time, when this dude gets all the love before he even plays one NBA game, before he plays one NBA game, he gets all this love. Is he delivering once he gets in? The dude has delivered for 20 years. Why can't Rasheed Wallace, why can't some of these other people say, you know what, let's just give credit where it's due. He's one of the greatest to ever play the game.
Travis Lee is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline, and let's go to Riverside and Don. Don, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hey, Travis. Hey, I just wanted to ask you a question real quick. So you worked with Jim Rome. I wanted to know if you were there when he was calling Jim Everett Chris Everett.
Nope, still in college.
All right. I just wanted to say, I think it is all the hype that ESPN gave him before he became a NBA player. When Kobe was doing his great things, all you guys were talking about was just how great this kid is. And then it was everything he did in the NBA was so great. But he misses a lot of free throws, crucial moments. He turns the ball over a lot.
Don, could I ask you a question? When you say it was, a lot of it has to do with the hype. Let's say ESPN hyped him up too much. But doesn't it come down to this? Doesn't it come down to, did you deliver or did you not?
Guys, his game is unimpeachable. He misses free throws. Okay, so does a lot of other good players. The thing about ESPN hyping him up too much. Okay, let's explore that for a second. I fail to remember a dearth of Michael Jordan coverage when Michael was dominating the NBA. I seem to remember Michael getting a lot of time, Charles Barkley getting a lot of time, Hakeem Olajuwon getting a lot of time on SportsCenter and ESPN. That LeBron is ubiquitous on ESPN is not unique. So are a lot of other guys.
But what's the question should be, what are players that got hyped up too much? And let me use this as an example. How much hype did Tebow used to get?
Used to?
Okay, so is it justified?
Tebow's hype?
Yeah.
I would argue that the hype of the athlete is not, but what is justified is people are interested in him and we're going to play the hits.
Okay, I would rather see you're hyping somebody up because there's a reason why you're doing it. He's one of the greatest to ever play the game, all this stuff. I get it. Okay, Tebow's getting some hits. Jake Paul, whatever the case, getting some hits. I don't care about these people.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, shouldn't you hate? If you're going to hate, wouldn't you hate on somebody that hasn't really, you know, a good example we use? Kim Kardashian gets how much, you know, right? The Kardashian family.
Yeah.
The question that always comes with them is, why are they even popular? Why are they important? Like, I use that as an example because LBJ wasn't hyped up and didn't deliver. LBJ wasn't hyped up and didn't, you know, we're talking about one of the top 100 players. We're talking about one of the top 4, 3, 5 best players to ever play the game. He's delivered.
Yeah.
So that one I have difficulty with.
L.A. and King. King, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
It's simple, man. The reason why people hate on Bron is because he's a threat to the greatest player of all time. He's a threat to become the greatest player of all time. I used to not like Bron, or I was against him because I'm a Kobe guy. And the only reason is because, you know, he's playing against Kobe. So, of course, I'm a take my guy over the other guy, but now that he's with us, he's family now, and he's on his way to become the greatest player of all time. So that's why people don't like him. And regardless of all the hype that ESPN gave him, he's lived up to the hype. There's never been a player
surpassed
like Bron. I don't care what anybody says.
I think that's as close to the bullseye as we're going to get. I think, King, that you are really, really close to being 100% right. I think that's it. That the reason that people, fans, other players are threatened by LeBron and criticize LeBron and say stupid things like LeBron couldn't do what he did in my era is because it is making their favorite less than. That every, because you can say, oh, well, Jordan's my favorite player ever. Therefore, LeBron couldn't do it in the hand because they had a hand check and it wasn't physical enough. It's like, guys, it's okay. Michael can be your favorite player. It's fine.
But I love what King said, too, about how he didn't like LeBron because there was this LeBron versus Kobe factor. And then LeBron ended up with the Lakers. Now he's cheering for him because he represents his team. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with hating greatness. I wanted to see Jordan lose in some of those finals, right? I wanted to see somebody else win.
Yeah, but you were never dumb enough to say Jordan couldn't play in X.
I wanted to see Tom Brady lose with the Patriots. But every time he won, I'm like, this freaking guy. How great is this guy? You can still acknowledge their greatness.
I'm going to go get a bucket of cold water so I can throw it on your USC enthusiasm. That's coming up at 11 o'clock. That's coming up in just a little bit.
10:55, I'm going to explain to you why USC and UCLA... Yeah. That everyone's in a frenzy in Southern California after these last rankings. Don't do that.
Your frenzy and my frenzy is a little
screw
different.
This up. Plus, we got Dodgers different. Coming up too.
Never mind any of that. We've got Ask Slee next. It's Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They did well today, Al. They've really stepped up their
Slee
game.
Here's what happened. Monday was Labor Day.
Yes.
So they didn't get one on Monday.
Yeah.
And we did Bunch of Funch yesterday, and while we did it, you were very disrespectful that you were not excited about it.
It wasn't good. We need good topics,
and here we are today.
So now we're back to the sweet spot.
That's why Funch said, I'm taking the day off.
And we're ready to go. Let's start with John, our pal of Fullerton. This is good. This kind of goes to what we were talking about a minute ago with LeBron and Michael Jordan. Peak Mike you'd like to be? Jordan, Tyson, or Jackson, and why? So you get to be peak Michael Jordan, yeah. Mike Tyson, or Michael Jackson.
Why is this one kind of easy for me?
Is it?
Yeah. Who do you think it is?
It's yours. It's asked. I know. It's not asked.
I just want to know who you think it is.
Well, you're the NBA guy.
We're
so
gonna find out how well
Jordan.
You know me.
I'm assuming Jordan.
Not that hard. Mike Tyson.
I think that's the answer, by the way.
I think it's Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Why?
First of all, I haven't really gone around in my life. Taylor, don't give me that look. I know what you're trying to say yourself. You can never be Mike Tyson. I've never really gone around in my life where I'm intimidating people left and right. Something about that.
Uh-huh.
Something about being able to just kind of walk everywhere and nobody wants to make eye contact with you. Something about being the baddest you-know-what anytime you're in the ring, that every time highlights come up. There's something about just running out of gas when you're driving your car and then going to get a new car.
That's one of my all-time favorite
Tyson
stories. A couple
of these Tyson stories, by the way, that's a really good Ask Slee right
there. Perfect.
But I'll go Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's the answer. The story is that he had a Rolls Royce. He was mm-hmm. driving it.
Yeah.
It ran out of gas.
Yes. Yep.
It didn't break down. It ran out of gas.
Just,
you got to have gas in the car.
Yep.
And he went and bought a new one.
Got to go get another one.
Got to get a new Rolls Royce.
Gas. That car is still parked on the sidelines there.
And we're talking peak. Being the baddest man in the world is pretty good. Lifetime achievement, easy, Michael Jordan. And let's just leave Michael Jackson off to the side.
We'll go Mike Tyson.
And keep it moving.
Go Mike Tyson.
Michael is the wrong way to go there. All right, this is good. I'm going to give you a little. I did a little research on this. You ready? I'm going to my page of research.
Anytime you get a yellow pad with 38 bullet points on, I don't know what the hell you're doing. All right, what do you got?
Here it is. This is from Capitano Matt.
Okay.
Hashtag Ask Slee. Dancing with the Stars celebrities have been announced. Who are you rooting for? Now, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark.
You got to give me the list here.
That's what I have. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. By the way, Dancing with the Stars is taking liberties with the term stars. Here's the rundown.
Oh, wait, are you trying to say this is not star power?
These are the Dancing with the Stars contestants. Yeah. Suni Lee. Do you know who she is?
I'll have to look her up.
Okay, so she's an Olympic gold medalist. What about
I know her.
What about Mike the Miz Mizanian?
I do know that. He's an old wrestler.
He's a wrestler.
Is he still wrestling?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Iman Shumpert.
Yep.
Okay, you know him.
One.
Olivia
right
Jade.
Right now, I want Suni Lee to win everything. She was fantastic in the Olympics, so I'm giving her that.
Well, you've still got like 10 more names to go.
Okay.
Olivia Jade. Social media influencer. Don't Google.
Well,
I'm here to help
if
you.
I don't know who she
I'm
is.
I'm here to help you. Matt James. Is the Bachelor or a Bachelor or one of the Bachelors.
Yeah, no, he's great in season 4.
Amanda Klutz, forgive me, I don't know.
I think it's Klutz.
Klutz, she's a co-host on The Talk.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on my iTunes.
I assume
right now.
This person is a relative of yours in some way.
Sure.
JoJo Siwa.
Of course.
She's a YouTuber.
JoJo Siwa.
Oh.
Yeah, Siwa.
Yes, JoJo Siwa.
And TikToker.
She's a
YouTuber.
Huge TikToker.
Kenya Moore is an actor.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a woman.
What was that?
I think so. Martin Cove from Karate Kid is in.
Okay.
Melora Hardin, who is an actor. She was Jan on The Office.
I think this is... Oh, she's great.
Okay.
Okay, this is what I think you're trying to say is... Not the big time stars.
No,
that they're
I'm trying to give you a full accounting of the roster, so you can pick who you like. Mel C, Spice Girl, Jimmy Allen, singer, if you say so. Mm-hmm. Christina Chu is a TV personality.
Of course, she's
and
great.
Cody Rigsby is a, and this is my favorite. This is who I'm rooting for. He is a Peloton instructor. Cody Rigsby.
You got to watch his videos; they're great.
Uh huh. Get right on that.
When's the show start?
Let's say tonight. I don't know.
Tonight?
But let's just say tonight. You got to pick somebody. Who you got?
I already picked Olivia Jade. No. Was that the one?
She's on there. You can
pick
her.
Yeah, Olivia Jade.
Because you're just that.
Oh, no, not Olivia Jade. That's the
one
I Googled.
Are you talking
Suni Lee?
Yeah, Suni Lee is your answer?
Yeah, Suni Lee. That's my answer.
All right. There you go. Here we go.
Have you ever watched, let me ask you this. Have you ever watched Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. No. Honest to goodness.
Yeah.
Of all reality TV, it's the only thing that I have a pretty decent film because my wife loves it. And so I watch it with her.
Okay, but you're doing it for her, but are you in?
Yeah.
Like, are you saying,
it's
hey, I'm looking forward for to it coming?
I wouldn't go that far, but it's one. Put it to you this way. A lot of the stuff she'll watch, when it comes on, I leave the room.
Yeah.
Or I bury myself in my phone.
Yeah.
But I will pay attention
to I'm actually shocked. I had no idea this weekend you didn't watch Dodgers Giants. You were watching... Dancing with the Stars season 4.
Absolutely. All right. Does Chip Kelly look like Lane Kiffin in 15 years? It's from Dave in San Clemente.
No.
No?
I'm going to go no.
He got in pretty good shape.
I like the Bullenhoser ones.
He got in
Those we had a streak of about 7 of them. We don't have them anymore.
All right, here you go, Darb in the OC.
Okay.
What is Slee doing with his extra hour? Sleeping, eating, hanging out with Mrs. Slee. So I'm assuming what he's meaning, we're starting an hour later?
Yeah.
What are you spending that hour on?
Sitting in traffic. And sleeping. Combination of the two. That's been the combination of the two.
One more. When was the last time you ate Vienna sausages? Hashtag ask Slee. That's from Francis.
Last night for dinner.
Just pop open a can. Hey, honey, what do you got going there? Just going to power through this can of Vienna sausages. And why are they Vienna sausages? Aren't they just little mini hot dogs?
What'd you cook? You cooked steak? No, I'm good. I got Vienna sausages over here.
Did you go toothpick? You just fingers those things right
through
your fingers. Gullet.
Yeah, you can't mess around with a toothpick. This is not a...
Not a what?
I don't even have anything.
The look on your face for Vienna sausages is fantastic. Astley is brought to you by Kia Carson.
Those are good ones.
Those were good ones.
The three mics were fantastic.
This summer, find your next car or SUV at Kia of Carson. Hurry in to Kia of Carson for the best selection off the 405 at the Carson exit. Go to KiaofCarson.com. Five things you need to know about the LA Rams coming up at 11:15. But Slee, I got my bucket of ice water.
Yes.
And I'm going to ruin USC football
USC
for you.
USC and UCLA coming up next.
Travis and Slee, 710 ESPN.